Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Longtime Racine community activist Ricardo Fierro has been detained by ICE agents. Fierro is 39 years old and first came to the U.S. with his family at the age of 16. Many believe the father of seven, who is also a longtime immigration activist working to educate undocumented immigrants on their rights, was targeted by ICE. Racine Mayor Corey Mason called Fierro a, quote, model resident of the city of Racine. Fierro was taken by ICE outside his home and is currently detained in Dodge County Detention Facility. His attorney has filed a request for a stay of deportation. Funeral services for Milwaukee police officer Michael Michalski are being held today in Oak Creek. Michalski was killed in the line of duty last week. Friends and family remember him as a man of faith. He is survived by his wife Susan, son John, and two stepsons Joshua and Andrew. Michalski was 52. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Ron Johnson will meet with Trump Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tomorrow. Kavanaugh is a federal appeals court judge. President Trump selected Kavanaugh to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. The GOP is trying to confirm Kavanaugh before midterm elections this fall. Johnson already voted to confirm Neil Gorsuch, Trump's previous nominee to fill the seat of late Justice Scalia. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has also said she will not vote for confirmation of Kavanaugh. The conservative political tabloid website Breitbart posted a video of Leah Vuckmer being critical of then-candidate Trump. In the video, Vuckmer says Trump is, quote, offensive to everyone. Vuckmer started out supporting Governor Walker during his failed run and ultimately voted for Ted Cruz in the 2016 primary. In recent TV ads, Vuckmer says we need a senator that supports President Trump. Read number three. The Milwaukee Common Council. Whoops. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The Milwaukee Common Council has rejected Mayor Tom Barrett's pick for the Police and Fire Commission. William Gilo was rejected in a 5-9 vote. While some, like Bob Donovan, called the vote political football, Eastside Alderman Nick Kovac had this to say yesterday on WRRD. Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow with main stage acts like The Temptations, The Four Tops and Foreigner, TLC, Alice Cooper and more. The fair runs from August 2nd through August 12th at State Fair Park. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Packers linebacker Jake Ryan is out for the season with a torn ACL. Ryan suffered his injury in practice on Monday while pursuing rookie wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown. General manager Brian Gutekunst says rather than seeking a veteran free agent, he plans to find a replacement in the pool of younger players. And the Brewers have acquired second baseman Jonathan Shoup from Baltimore. In exchange, the Brewers sent injured second baseman Jonathan Villar and two minor league prospects, shortstop Gene Carmona and right-hander Luis Ortiz, to Baltimore. The 26-year-old Shoup is batting .244 with a 17 home run streak. The 26-year-old Shoup is batting .244 with 17 home runs. Meanwhile, the Brewers edged out the Dodgers last night 1-0. Another 9 p.m. game. Jesus Christmas Christ on a crutch. The Brewers edged out the Dodgers last night 1-0. Another 9 p.m. game is in order. Brewers edged out the Dodgers last night 1-0. There's another 9 p.m. game in order tonight. Weather and out. High today of 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Thursday, 74, partly cloudy. 76 on Friday, partly cloudy. Overnight lows tonight of 66. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted.